Lecture topic, why the delay in our Islah reformation continued.
Completely given themselves to the Sheikh. That's the meaning of bid, to sell yourself to the Sheikh. And he said, nowadays, things have not become easy anymore. You find the Islah not taking place anymore. I'm not saying Hazrat saying that. That everything they are doing, they're coming to sit in the majlis, they're sitting in the majlis, everything they're doing. But there's a very big delay in their progress. What's the reason for that? Like in saying, he said that matter, a person has a beard. Up till this point, his beard not according to Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Up till now, he does not have the shame that he's using the blade. He feels nothing about it. He sits in the majlis all the time, but up till now, there's no shame at all. To that extent, he's come to know that this month, that even his beard is out, the pants below the ankle will remain. That Mahaz is saying, I'm saying only repeating what Hazrat said, the pants of the ankle remain still the same. And not only that, he's eating, he's not according to the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's walking, not like according to the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the reason for that? It's because that inside him, the internal thing, there's no reminder there. If there's a reminder in him, what will happen? He will abide to the reminder. But today he's getting the reminder, but he's showing no importance to it. He gets the reminder that this is wrong. You enter the masjid with the left foot, whether it be by mistake, whatever, it reminded you, what were you supposed to do? You're supposed to go out of masjid to rectify yourself. So once you rectify yourself with the right foot, then you know that you abide to it. That inside, internal, telling you not to do it, this is the right way, you do it. And you sit in the masjid, Hazrat says, how you supposed to sit in the masjid, respect that you have for the masjid is not there too. Everything that you see in the person's life is not according to the Sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's not that the reminder is not there. Internally is showing you that the reminder is there, but what are you doing about the reminder that you should just bypassing it? There's no khushu and khuzu in salah. When you come in a masjid to make salah, there's no such thing as khushu in you. No, khushu means sukoon, see, peace of mind, peace of heart. When you read namaz, you want to have a peace of mind, you know, you must be complete. The sahaba's namaz or something else, we can't read like that. That when they perform in namaz, the arrow keep put the leg on the arrow, knocks them to no effect at all. I'm not asking that kind of namaz at all, but I'm asking the time you read namaz, you find someone shaking their heads, someone doing that, someone doing that. So where is the sukoon you call khushu and khuzu? Mahazir said there's no sakina at all, no sakina of peace of mind. So all this comes into realize this much, that you are in now, up till now, your Islah has not been taken place. These are outward things, not outward. There's outward Islah of the outward things. I'm only repeating what I said. How many times we have spoken about futile talks? Up till now, Hazrat says he gets letters, which mentioned up till now, Hazrat, I'm in that position and I'm only talking a lot. I'm only talking a lot. Whereas one of the most important thing, the road to suluk is qillat al-kalam. talkless. If you want to progress, going more near to Allah Ta'ala, one of the most important things is qillat al-kalam, talkless. Yet you find people are talking all the time. So they write to us, so long, they were so honest about their lives. They shouldn't hide from the sheikh. They always say, they should inform the sheikh. Today, no one informing anything. Nothing informing. The good things you informing, he does not want to know the good things. Talk of the things you're not supposed to do and you're doing. So what happening this month, they're talking so much to. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala talks about lagh. Lagh means futile talks. That person is very fortunate who does not talk. Person who does not talk futile, he has the habit of talking less. The more less you talk, there's more barakat in it. To talk is silver. To keep silent is gold. We know about it so much, but yet. So leave out talking. So as I said, get involved in futile talks, the rest of it too. So he now, to that extent that backbiting is becoming open today. Backbiting. Every sitting you'll find that person making zikr, everything, but yet he's got a tasbih in his hand. But he's making zikr, what he's making? Ghibat. He's asked the question, what is the reason for that? They're concerned now, what's the reason for that? It's either the heart is not working. The heart is not working. As in, the heart not working. Because if your heart is working, you'll begin to inform your condition. We go to inform your condition. No one is prepared to put themselves right. Nothing at all. Until unless you do not do that, in other words, inform your condition. If a person, and then you must know he will not progress at all. A person takes a road to going anywhere. You'll notice when he's taking a road, he's got a destination. But he does not know the place, he'll ask people where the thing, how to go there. Likewise, when you're going to road to Allah Ta'ala, you need someone to ask. And you got a sheikh to guide you to a God. Now, if you're not going to ask him, what is going to be the position? You just want to walk on your own. And that's the cause of it today, is it? Up till now, as it says, there's no control of the tongue at all. There's no control of the hand at all. There's no control of the eyes at all. No control of the eyes, no control of the heart, no control of the hand, no control of the legs. Wherever the leg wants to go, it goes. Wherever the eyes go, it goes. When the time will come, when you become so strong that your eyes will go only to those places that Allah wants you to go. Where your hand, you only use your hand where Allah wants you to use the hand. The hand is going in places we're not supposed to hand. Your feet is going to those places we're not supposed to go. Your ears are listening to those things which you're not supposed to listen. The control of the eyes, control of the tongue, control of the ears, as it says, if that's the reason why that there's a delay in one's Islam. In other words, you are doing those things which suit you find, those things don't you find. Remember one thing, do not keep anyone happy against the Sunnah of the Nabi. To go against the Sunnah of the Nabi, against the law of Allah Ta'ala, you invite in the wrath of Allah. To keep anyone happy and go against the law of Allah, you invite in the wrath of Allah. Today in our days, we want to keep this person happy and that person happy. and go again to Baba Allah Ta'ala. I just tell you that going to weddings, going to functions, I must keep my brother happy, but Allah must be unhappy. I must keep my wife happy, and Allah must be unhappy. The why is it that internal reminder was not there for you to say, don't go? And if that internal reminder to you, don't go, why did I abide to it? Why did not abide to it? That means up till now you are weak. Your relation to Allah Ta'ala is weak. If your relation with Allah Ta'ala is strong, no matter who that person is, you'll be very kind and explain to the person very nicely with love. I'm so sorry I cannot come. Not to fight with that person, but not to go against God. Muhabbat ajeeb cheez hai, bhai. You know, muhabbat ajeeb cheez hai. We haven't got muhabbat. Muhabbat ajeeb cheez hai. Ishq, you know, ishq. When you got love for someone, you know, that love when it's instilled in your heart, then you, no matter what happens, the world can go upside down. I will not do it. I will not do it. Everything that you come to know, you know, you'll come to know that there's the control of eyes, delaying everything. Today you find people who are doing good deeds and all that, but yet you find that they are committing guna of old people, money, they don't pay the money. They have no intent to pay it to. They have no intention to pay the money they're owing. If they haven't the means, they must ask for forgiveness. You must not feel shy to do that too. But they do not do those things too. So one side, this side too. Today, the reason for why you find people not progressing is because when you keep taluk with the sheikh with the wrong intention. Mahazrat said this very nicely. Said. Why one of the reasons the person not progressing is because the sheikh's intention to stay by the sheikh with the wrong intention. One intention is this, he says, that the people you want to confuse other people, look, I'm sitting in the company of this person here, so that you people think this fellow very close to him, let me also become, you know, I can get my whatever I want, I can get to. I can become a little bit famous here too. And thereafter, if I need something to do wrong too, then, you know, I come in there, you know, you ask for some kind of favors. Oh, you sit in that company, no doubt, but I'll give it to you. Oh, he's got one other motive he's got in him. And he sits in company, he can come sit with him, they know, sitting by Mawlana Dawood Sahib. MashaAllah. So now what happens? And we must also sit in company. Oh, MashaAllah. The Mawlana Dawood Sahib, say, he come into my majlis. He will tell the truth. We try to get past that. So what I'm trying to say is our intentions are not right. If your intentions are right, then you find that your heart goes straight to do right too. And until and unless you don't that, everyone come with their intentions. That is why Hazrat said, Jalwat and Khalwat is not the same anymore. If you had a tree, if you were straight, in every condition you'd be one. In public you'd be one. And in solitude we want to. No difference at all. You'll make sure that you be one person all the time. No two-faced. Like what's happening today. No matter where you are. That's why they say the most difficult thing to do is to stay pure at a time of solitude. The most difficult thing to do is to stay pure at the time of solitude. Front of everyone, you keep away from your cell phone. Front of everyone, you're doing like a buzuk. MashaAllah, very good. But when in solitude, when no one is looking at you, uswat, you must become the same person as you in public. Solitude, you must be like that, that when you are quiet with people, you are kind of that kind of person, say, hey, MashaAllah, this person, you can't find a person like him. But we see him in solitude too. He's the same person. If you got that quality in you, that in every condition you want, then you know you achieve something. There's no such thing as having two conditions in you, that when I'm in public and all, I have this picture in front of people that, you know, I'm like this. But in solitude, you are something else. So that's one of the things that is very important, that khalwat and jalwat. Khalwat means in among people, and jalwat means be alone, you one kind. How that one kind can come is a time that you behave yourself and remain, and you continuously informing your sheikh of your condition and you abide to it. People today cause so much harm, they don't even ask for maafi too. They feel hard to ask for maafi to people, they don't ask for maafi. Leave alone this much. All kind of things. No shame at all. They don't ask for maafi at all. Ask for forgiveness. Why is it that man is scared to ask for forgiveness? Why is it a man cannot tell his wife, I'm sorry? Why can't he say his own child, I'm sorry? Why can't you say his own worker, I'm sorry? When the time will come into you, that quality come into you, that any harm that it caused to anyone, no matter who it is, the quality is in you that I'm asking for forgiveness. Why? You haven't got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. You haven't got the fear. If you got the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you make sure that in every condition, you'll keep Allah Ta'ala happy. In every condition. So the delay for the Islam is merely because of this, that you are not prepared to accept your faults and not prepared to accept that I am wrong and not prepared to accept that whatever my sheikh says, I must do that. If what sheikh told you that you must not eat this thing, yeah, how many of us are still doing it? The sheikh told you very nicely, keep away from cell phone. How many of you are doing it? Why? The thing telling you from inside that he's not secret at you, he's not here, let's do it. Mohabbat isko nahi kehte hai. Mohabbat aur cheez hoti hai. You know when the person was, the Nabi Karim Sallam told the Sahabi, that remember, don't tell a lie. When he said, don't tell a lie, was sufficient for him because he was a person doing all the wrongs. Doing all the wrongs. But the moment you want to do something wrong, stealing, you know the internal what I'm talking about, straight away, don't tell a lie. Who said that? Rasulullah s.a.w. Straight away, don't tell a lie. He realized that Nabi Karim asked me, did I steal? I can't tell a lie. I left stealing. Another wrong thing you're supposed to do, something, whatever, I don't like to mention things very wrong, but another sin you want to commit. He went to commit the sin, the moment he said that one go to commit the sin, he says committing sins, that internal reminder, which we also get, but we don't abide to it. Then when you don't abide to it, it fades away. But when you abide to it, it becomes on and on and on in abide to it. What happens? It becomes so strong, you never commit that sin again. We're not abiding, but when the Sahabi said that he went to commit another sin, straight away when he commit the sin, a thought came in him that I'm answerable to Rasulullah. So until unless you don't and I do not put ourselves right, our Islam will not take place, no matter what. So delay is from whose side it is? It's from the person himself. You have to now wake up and put yourself right. I want to make my Islah. I want to make my Islah. My Islah is no matter what happens, I want to put myself right. And every day this, you're going near to your grave. What are you doing for it? Because we have forgotten our destination. We have forgotten? Our destination, we think this is the world, the destination. If you know that destination, then you work hard toward that destination. So in Islah, the most important thing is this much. That give yourself to your chef completely. If he tells you a wrong advice to abide to it, there will be barakat in that too. There is barakat. Many a time the buzu tell a person, do this thing, yeah. He does not question, Hazrat, I'm doing it. It turned out to be wrong, but there was so much barakat in that. So Hazrat saying, the delay for the islah is merely because of one thing. And that is because we are not abiding to Allah's commands. We are not abiding to His rules. If He's telling you to abide to this, you know, your internal tells you not to do it, but you still follow doing it. You are, in other words, you have not given yourself to your Sheikh completely. Give yourself completely to your Sheikh. No, Hazrat says, aaj kal to baaton ka yaar hai. You know what baaton ka yaar means? Lovers of talks only. If the talks are good, someone crying, someone, that's not important. You get people give beautiful talks, mashallah. Important thing is, whatever has been said, look into your life. To put yourself right, that's more important. Maybe 2-3 words to one sentence can get you to. But whatever wrong that you have in you, put that right. That is more important. As we said, up till now you find people are getting angry. Up till now anger is there. Why are you getting angry? For what are you getting angry? What are you getting angry for? So long you have come. What's the reason that up till now you got anger in you? Because you're not concerned, not prepared to put yourself right. That means anger brings about pride. So up till now you got pride in you. When all this thing goes away. So most important is this thing, that don't have pride in you, don't have anger in those things. If you are not prepared to put yourself right, no one can put you right. You can come a million times and sit down. But if you are not prepared to put yourself right, nothing can happen. But if you prepare to put yourself in one majlis, Mahasa said, 3 majlis kaafi hai, 1 na 30 saal kuch nahi hai. 30 saal, what the thing he said. It's, words are always, and I'm always mentioning it, because it's very important. Why our Islam not taking place? No Islam. Up till now, Takbirullah has been missed. Takbirullah, without any valid reasons, Takbirullah missed. Up till now, vulgar language. Up till now, futile talks. Up till now, we find all kind of things wrong. What's the reason? When the time will come, you learn to become, let me stay alone, more closer to Allah Ta'ala, because that's what I want to do. Everyone wants to, there was one buzruk, you know. Lot of people come to him. He got so fed up, he don't know what to do. So he told the other friend of his buzruk, he said, what must I do, man? People just come here. He says, you know what, when the poor people come, give them credit. When you give them credit, they won't come back. Give them credit one time, in this city. Don't ask for it at least. You give them credit, don't ask them for it. Then stop coming to them. So that's how that his crowd went down. So that I'm trying to say to you, if the buzuk don't like people coming to them, they don't want people crowd, they're frightened. They said they want to be close to Allah Ta'ala. Our precious time is going away. Although they want to give them whatever they teach them, but they don't want people to come to them. The more quiet they are, more alone they are, they feel more happy too. Hazrat Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali, at night when the mosque, he closed the masjid, tell the musallam, muazzin, everyone gone now. He said, Alhamdulillah. Now he start the whole night making ibadat. They were doing like that. I don't want you to make whole night ibadat. Next day you'll be a dead man. Just to tell you, little bit we must do, keep away from people. Keep away. Futile talks, you don't know where it leads to. Did you, for 1 minute, did you think for the whole day today, why don't you take stock of yourself? Take stock of yourself while you sleep, before you sleep, take stock of yourself. Instead of taking that filth in your hand about a cell phone, take stock of yourself for this whole day, or for the 1 hour or 2 hours, what did I do? You come to realize the time you wasted. You don't know how much good work you have done. Take a name of Allah Ta'ala, read Quran or something. You take so much of pain to come to the majlis. I'm sure you want to become more close to Allah Ta'ala. That's the reason, may Allah take us all close to Him. So let us become like that. Let us become like that. Take stock of ourselves. Don't talk. Don't waste our time going to this place and that place. You know. Try to keep with all those things. Try to become every free time you have. Make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And the remedy for this is dawa me taat, kasrat zikr. Dawam ta'at means be completely obedient to Allah Ta'ala with lot of zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif, zikr of that. Inshallah, you have those things, you see, automatically your life will become more closer to Allah Ta'ala than everyone else. Dunya will become Jannat for you, and Akhirat is waiting for you too. Allah Ta'ala malkan tawfiq nasib. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن اللهم عافنا عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وعجلنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمان وحسن الخلق والرضا من قبل فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما ولحق بالصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار صلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا برحمتك يا رب.